It's a no-go for plans to build a series of stacked townhouses and a 6-to-10-story apartment building on part of the former Victoria Park West Golf Club property. During its meeting on Monday evening, City Council unanimously rejected a requested official plan amendment to redesignate the property known as 12 Pool Street from low-density greenfield residential to high-density residential and allow for the increased height. If approved, the proposal would have seen owner Village Park Inc. build 308 four-story stacked townhouses in 12 buildings around the perimeter of the 2.37-hectare, 5.88-acre, lot, with a 6-to-10-story apartment building with 185 units in the center. Each of the four-story townhouses would include two stacked units. It was to include 644 underground parking spaces and 18 surface spots. With the project's denial, proponents can file an appeal with the Ontario Land Tribunal for reconsideration. City staff recommended council turn down the project, referring to it as overdevelopment of the site. The applicant has not demonstrated that the proposed development can achieve appropriate transition to the surrounding low-density residential lands, has not demonstrated compliance with urban design policies and guidelines, and has not demonstrated no negative impact to the adjacent Torrance Creek provincially significant wetland, states a summary of staff concerns in a report to council. Taken together, these issues demonstrate an overdevelopment of the subject site. This is the latest step in a long-discussed subdivision, initially proposed in 2005, that's largely built out at this point. The entire 39.3-hectare subdivision was endorsed by the Ontario Municipal Board in 2013 to have 489 overall units. This latest proposal sought to increase that by 325 dwellings. When first announced in 2005, the project from then-owner Diodoro Investments Limited sought permission to build a 224-unit residential subdivision across the entire 39.3-hectare site. It has since undergone numerous revisions, changed ownership and was the subject of an OM appeal in 2013 due to City Council's lack of a decision on the proposal. It's that appeal which resulted in the overall subdivision plan settlement. The first phase of the subdivision was registered with the city in 2017, with the second phase registered this past September, minus the block rejected by council on Monday.